Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good afternoon. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to hear from you. The phone number, 716-803-0930. Call in. I want to know what the weather is doing where you are right now. Text me. It's the same number, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 716-803-0930. 0930. Call in. I want to know exactly what the weather is doing in your neck of the woods. I drove in to the WBEN studios from Elma, and my wife actually always complains about my driving. I go the speed limit for the most part, other than going, and our next guest, Helen Tedderus, is not going to want to hear this. She's from the NFCA and a very dear friend and a friend of WBEN. But the only time I was ever speeding, I was going 90 miles per hour around the loop of the thruway in a 35 mile per hour zone. But I drove very slow from Elma to Amherst Studios here at WBEN. And I want to go right to the phones because Helen Tedderus from the NFTA is joining us now on the live line. Helen, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Stefan. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It is so great to hear from you. And please don't mention it to the NFTA police. Fine men and women of your police force who did clock me going that fast at the airport. So I would not recommend going that fast.
I can't believe it. You're a rule follower. This is. I'm very surprised to hear that story.
I know. Again, I drive Ashley crazy when we drive together, and she's like, "Hey, Mr. Magoo, can you please speed up?" And I was late. And again, I would never recommend this, folks. But I was. I was totally in the wrong. And I remember I told the very very wonderful fine men and women of the NFTA police. I'm like, I apologize. I was wrong. You were right. But that being said, Helen, what are the current conditions right now when it comes to the airport, and how is it impacting a lot of air travel?
We're seeing a lot of delays and cancellations, you know, here at the airport, both in Buffalo and Niagara Falls. This is freezing rain. It's problematic, not just here in Buffalo, but really throughout the country, experiencing a lot of delays today. It seems like things are going to get better later on tonight, from what I'm hearing, again, just in terms of travel. We do have flights coming in and out, but for the most part, you know, I would definitely, if you're flying, and this certainly is a very busy time of year, to check with your airlines and go on our website for the latest information. Always a good idea. But getting to the airport is going to be tough. I mean, I'm at work now, and I took the bus because I'm that kind of driver. I'm the one going about 10 miles an hour. People are beeping, but it's rough, and we're actually experiencing some issues on our rail because of this freezing rain. It's causing a lot of problems for us tonight.
Helen, how do the icy conditions really impact air travel? And what's happened today? Has there either been cancellation delays, or are your crews having to go out when it comes to either de-icing or taking care of the runways? How's the weather impacted the airport today?
Yeah, we're doing both, de-icing and taking care of the runway, making sure that conditions, because of course, you know, safety is paramount and number one. So it is a lot of work, especially when we had really intense freezing rain for a long period of time, about 1:45 today. And it was, you know, it was difficult to, you know, to keep up. But for the most part, I know that things are good on the runway. But again, we have to follow other airlines. And when one city is backed up, everything, you know, seems to be cumulative in terms of the delays and cancellations. So it's certainly a very busy day after Christmas for us here. And everyone is again dealing with a lot of challenging conditions.
Well, Helen, what would you recommend to anyone that's got a flight, not just today, but potentially Saturday, because this is an incredibly busy time for the NFTA. And I got to tell you, I fly out once a week from your airport. Once a week, I fly to JFK, and I cannot say enough wonderful things about the NFTA and the airport. You folks do an amazing job, and I am a frequent traveler. So for folks like me, Helen, or anyone who's visiting family in and around Western New York, what would you say to them about the current weather conditions and what they should be doing today and tomorrow when it comes to heading to the airport?
I think the best thing is just keep yourself informed. There's so many tools out there. You know, there's the airlines do a great job with texting, and our website as well as the airline's website, they're always updated. And again, they do a great job. Technology is really fabulous to the traveler, and just keep informed. The driving conditions are bad too. So again, I cannot emphasize enough, get to the airport early, things change, keep yourself informed. Lots of tools out there available to travelers and for those who are picking people up. It's a busy time of year, and just keep yourself informed, I think, is paramount.
All right, greatly appreciate that. Helen Tedderus from the NFTA, any other words of wisdom or any other advice you want to give our WBEN listeners about the rough weather and how it's impacting travel and the NFTA?
Just be safe out there. You know, whether you're on the road, on our rail, on our buses, just be careful. It really is very icy, and I think icy conditions can be not as, you know, when things are flying, when the snow's flying, you go slow. When it's icy, you can hit a patch, and it can be very dangerous. And I'm a nervous driver.
Oh, like, you're taking the bus.
And I can't get over the 90 mile an hour. You driving that fast though. I don't want to hear that. Like, you're the safe one. You're the rule follower. I still can't get past that.
I know. I rip the Band-Aid off. I say exactly what I'm thinking, and I pull no punches when I'm on the air. And yeah, I certainly did. And but no, NFTA police, fine men and women who protect us in and around the airport, and of course, all of the individuals who are working at the NFTA on our buses and rail lines and the airport. Helen Tedderus, NFTA. Merry Christmas, and it's really good to hear from you, and thank you for taking the time for us.
Merry Christmas to you too and your family.
All right, go catch that bus.
Hey.
Thank you, Helen. Again, the live line, it is wide open, 716-803-0930. Stefan Mihailu filling in from Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're going to go right to the phones because we have Mike in Springville who wants to share about what the current conditions are south of the city of Buffalo. Mike, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Hey, Stefan, it's your pal Mike Bellani.
Oh! My best pal!
I've got my buddy Bill Bursey, who owns Steelbound Brewery out here, and he called me up and had a brainstorm to raise money for St. Luke's Build Promise. So I said, well, if it's for St. Luke's, Amy will be behind me. And I drove out here, and the 240 was horrible coming out here. The Sheriff's Department did a great job, but now it's time to go back. And a great guy at the gas station said to take 240 and just go slow. So I'm just driving past Kissing Bridge right now, and the rain has stopped, but it is very slippery out there, and I'm only going 25 miles an hour.
And Mike, you drove, I'm assuming, did you drive from Grand Island towards Springville?
Yep. Luckily, Scott Beeler said Blake, you need a bigger car. So I hooked up with a Buick Enclave, and it's been perfect to get through. But in reality, I probably should have stayed home. But, hey, if you can raise a few dollars to help St. Luke's out, I'll go anywhere to do that.
There you go. All right. It's great words of wisdom about the roads going from Grand Island to Springville. That's Mike Bellani. Mike, God bless you. Merry Christmas, brother. And thank you for doing the Lord's work down there.
Thanks, pal. Everyone stay home, enjoy it, put another log on the fire, and have a six-pack and sit back.
There we go. We've heard that one before in the 80s. We're hearing it again. Mike, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. I want to hear from you, and obviously be safe. If you're in your car, either pull over or call me when you're home. We want to know how the roads are. The number to dial in, 716-803-0930. 716-803-0930. It is *930 on a cell phone, and you can text me on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's the same phone number, 716-803-0930. 0930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. I am near Larkinville. Very icy. It's not safe walking, especially if you are older or have balance issues. Yeah, I know that area very well. I grew up right around the corner there. There used to be an old Marie Midland Bank right there at Seneca and Emsley. The old St. Patrick's Church is right behind. And it's right before the First Ward in the Valley. So yeah, and I just know for a fact there's a lot of an elderly population there in that area in and around Larkinville. So folks, please be careful. Someone texted into me specifically, not a weather-related one, but talk to us about Elise Stefanik, please. Tell us what you know. Okay, I'm on until 6 o'clock at the end of the show. I'll tell you exactly what I know and how everything went down about her getting out of the race for New York State governor. But we have more important and pressing issues to talk about, and that's the weather. Right now, we have Rob in Buffalo, and we were talking about the airport with Helen Tedaris, about some of the flights, about the roads, and Rob is driving by the airport. So, Rob, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN with Stefan Mihailu. How are you?
Hey, Stefan, it's Klinko.
Klinko! Oh, my Lord, it's my best friend from kindergarten. Can you wait a minute?
What's going on, buddy?
Did the FCC actually let you call in?
Can you believe it? Your guy gave me a hard time to get on.
Really? Well, Tanner.
I'm kidding.
Well, no, Tanner, our call screener, then, is doing his job. He's like, if I'm going to let Bobby Klinko on the air.
So, in
full disclosure, Bobby and I have been best friends since kindergarten. And last week, I talked about Mr. Klinko, Bobby's dad, about being a Vietnam veteran, about the importance of thanking our veterans every day. So, Klinko, our listeners already know you and know all about, they know more about your family than mine.
I know. How crazy is that?
Oh, what's up, buddy? Hey, so you're heading to the airport?
No, I'm actually driving home from work, and it's really bad. It's really slippery right now.
Really? So you and you drive, not disclosing where you were, Klinko, but you are in the car a lot, so that says a lot for you to say the roads are bad. What's it like?
Yeah. Just really sloppy. There's a lot of, ruts from other vehicles, so, you know, if your tire gets stuck in it, you have the potential to hydroplane. And, you know, I felt my wheel getting pulled left or right a couple times. Just, you know, pay attention. Keep your hands on the wheel and you'll be fine, but don't speed.
And Tanner just said, remind Klinko not to drop an F-bomb on WBEN. Did he tell you that when he screened your call?
He did not.
Okay.
He did not say that, but I promise, Stefan, I will not.
Because if you did, it would be former WBEN host Stefan Mihailu, who is going to be collecting pop cans to feed his family. So now that I got you on the phone, how was your Christmas?
Yeah. It was wonderful, Stefan. We had a really good time. We went over to Mom and Dad's, hung out over there for a couple hours. You know, my sister, my brother all came over, and just a good old-fashioned Klinko Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And folks, so, and I shared this story, Klinko, last week, how you and I, through our youth group at St. Rita's and Patrick Church, we go to Mount Irenaeus, and Father Ron Pecci, like basically my dad, the guy that raised me, he's the one that introduced us to It's a Wonderful Life. So you and I always text each other every time it's on, and we watch that movie at Christmas together.
Yep, and I texted you at, 8:30 on Christmas Eve?
And I was already in bed.
I went to bed about an hour later. I didn't get to finish it this year.
Nice. Yeah, I bought it. I watch it. All right, Klinko, listen, brother, I love you, and be safe driving home, okay, buddy?
I will. I love you too, Steph. We'll catch up soon.
All right. Sounds good, brother. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, bro.
All right. Sounds good. Great to hear from you. This is Bobby Klinko, my best friend from kindergarten. Best caller all week. So, folks, again, I want to hear from you. 716-803-0930. I want to know exactly what the highways and byways look in and around your neck of the woods. So give me a call. I would love to bring you on the air and talk to you. If you're driving, obviously pull over, be safe. But we want to know how hard this weather is hitting in and around Erie County. It was rough for me driving in from Elma, New York to Amherst. The roads are really bad. I had a salt truck right in front of me. I drove about 40 miles an hour here to the Amherst studios. So the lines are open, 716-803-0930. And you can text me too. It's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's the same number, 716-803-0930. Tanner Saunders, producer extraordinaire, is producing this show. I'm Stefan Mihailu, live on News Radio 930. WBEN.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good afternoon. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. In just a minute, in just a minute. We're going to go to Mark in North Buffalo and Dean Lockport. The number to call in, I want to hear what the weather is doing near you. It is really, really bad out there, folks. Dangerous and slick and icy driving conditions all over Western New York. The phone number to call in, 716-803-0930. That's 716-803-0930. That is also the phone number to text to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. I want to know exactly what the weather is doing in every portion of Western New York. And on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, greetings from 10 Mile, Tennessee. I used to listen to Rush every day, listening from a streaming app right now. The weather is overcast. Thank you. 65 with a slight breeze. Well, thank you, John Morse, also known as Caveman Radio, for the Merry Christmas greetings and reminding us that it is 65 degrees in 10 Mile, Tennessee, but it is not the case here in Erie County. We have someone on the text board, freezing rain and ice, slippery and slow travel in South Buffalo and all over Lackawanna. My buddy Scott from the Valley, who was on last week as well, texted in. I drove to Walden and Harlem, and it wasn't too bad, but he took it slow. And I think that's a lot of the really rough weather is closer to the airport and portions north. Walden and Harlem in Cheektowaga. So right now we're going to go to the live lines. We have Mark in North Buffalo who's going to let us know what the conditions are up there. Mark, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Yes, I am. I'm doing okay. Yes, I am. I cannot see out my big front window, but my little side window and the streets are passable, but I would call them dicey. So my big front window is iced over, and that's how it is.
Wait a minute, Mark. So you can see out the side windows, but obviously your house is getting hammered from the front. You're not able to see out your front window?
That's correct. Yep.
Wow. So if you can't see out the front window, folks, it's going to be hard to see out that window in the vehicle you are driving. Hey, Mark, I really appreciate you calling in, and thank you for that update. Right. God bless you, Mark, and Merry Christmas.
You got it.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting, folks. So if Mark in North Buffalo can't even see out the window in his living room, it's going to be tough to see out your windshield. Next, we are heading to Niagara County next. We have Dee in Lockport. Dee, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Dee, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Stefan. How are you? I'm good.
Life is great, Dee. So what's going on in your neck of the woods?
So I am home now. I went through Lockport to get home to Cambria. I'm border Wilson, and it is slippery out there. The roads are icy, definitely. My window also is iced up. Probably can't see out of it either.
What was the driving conditions like? Was it kind of like almost that barely white knuckle where you're like, okay, got to slow down, got to get there alive? What was it like?
Yep, it was pretty dicey. It's a slow go, definitely a slow go, so don't be thinking if you're in four-wheel drive, you're going to stop.
Well, I really appreciate that update. That's Dee in Lockport. Hey, Dee, thanks for calling in to News Radio 930 WBEN. And Merry Christmas to you. It's really good to hear from you.
Thanks, you too.
All right, thanks, Dee. Right now, someone who really knows driving conditions and what it's like to drive when the weather is like this is a very dear friend of mine. He's John Pilato. John is the Town of Lancaster Highway Superintendent. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. We actually were at numerous political events together when I was running for office, and he was successful in his endeavor. And John from Lancaster is live on the News Radio 930 WBEN live line. John, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, bud. How are you?
Hey, good. It's really good to hear from you. First and foremost, Merry Christmas, man. It's very nice to talk to you.
Yes. Same to you. It's been a bit.
Yeah. It's been too long, but it's good to catch up with you right now. So, John, what's the weather like in and around Lancaster when it comes to a lot of the driving conditions?
Oh, it's slick. It's intersections are slick. Secondary roads are slick. They're black. Our guys have been great. They've been very persistent all day with it. But it's still slick conditions. You get this sleet, you get this rain mix. Kind of washes that salt away a little bit, doesn't activate it as quickly. So, yeah, the roads are slick.
So what are some of the challenges, John, when it comes to highway superintendents, not just in Lancaster, but really all around the region, when you get this combination of snow, rain, ice on all the roads?
It's timing. It's, you know, trying to get out and pre-treat, which we did. You know, very thankful that we did pre-treat today because it kept that ice pack down. And then it's just, you know, when you run into this, it's just being persistent with it.
And so what are some of the conditions your guys are telling you about? I mean, you're out and about in the town of Lancaster, all over that neck of the woods, east, obviously, yep, of the city of Buffalo. What are some of your men and women telling you of what the roads are like?
Well, they're slick. You know, they've been slick since around 12:30 when it started to turn. That's why we decided, you know, to get out there and be a little bit proactive, get some salt down. They're not sliding or anything like that. There's a little bit of slush that kind of glazes over, that kind of gives us some problems. So a couple of our plow trucks had to drop the main plow to kind of push that off before they drop the salt. But we leave that up to the drivers. The drivers are very experienced. They've been doing it for a long time. They know their routes. They know what's best for their territory.
And this is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You're listening live to John Pilato, who is the town of Lancaster Highway Superintendent. So, John, what is the game plan then for your crews when it comes to Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday? Because a lot of people are going to be on the roads over the Christmas holiday.
Well, it's always a challenge. You know, we have somewhat of a small shop compared to some other shops around Western New York. You know, our guys deserve, you know, the time off that they've worked for all year too, and they want to spend time with their families and so on and so forth, just like we all do. But again, you know, when I call them in, when we call these guys in, they're always here for us. So the challenge is basically just staying on it, just checking the roads, checking the weather. When we need them out there, it's one phone call, and our guys are always coming in.
And John, can you stress the importance for a lot of folks when it comes to even driving right now? I mean, obviously, you know, myself included, I had to drive, come into work. There's first responders. There's people who have to be on the roads right now. But what would you say to people in and around Lancaster, all over Western New York, John, about the importance of either, if you have to be on the road, to take it slow so that your crews can go out and salt and make sure the roads are safe, about the importance of either taking it slow or just staying home?
Staying home. I have kids, and my kids are driving just like yours now. And, you know, I'm on top of it. We're obviously on top of it because of our jobs. Anytime there's conditions like that, they get a phone call from me. You know, it's. I know you're off of school. You don't got to go to work today, but there's no need to be out there. When our residents see our plow trucks, you know, sometimes they get aggravated. You know, they're moving slow, they're dropping salt, or they're pushing snow. You know, stay back. You know, give us what we need to get our job done. Allow the crews to get out, lay that salt down, clear these roads so we can keep it safe for you. And if you don't have to drive, there's no need to be out today. Wait till it's over. It's going to be out of here after dinner time. It should be. Hopefully by then, all these roads will be nice and black and safe to drive on again.
Because, John, isn't it challenging that your drivers, obviously these are massive vehicles, they're trying their level best to make sure they're plowing, they're salting. The conditions are dangerous enough for them being out in and around the town of Lancaster. And it's got to be even more challenging if there's more cars on the road during hazardous conditions. So how tough is that when your town vehicles are trying to maneuver around folks who may not have to actually be on the roads right now?
Oh, it's brutal. It's, you know, like I said, everyone's off today, so people want to enjoy their families. They want to get out. They want to go to the mall. They want to go shopping. They want to return stuff. Yeah, it makes it very difficult for our crews, very difficult. So, you know, once again, you know, we just ask the public. We ask our residents. Our residents are fantastic anyway, and very rarely do we ever have an issue. But just let us do our jobs. Just stay back, you know, a couple hundred feet. Let our guys do their thing, and all should be good. We'll get it done.
All right, greatly appreciate those words of wisdom. That's John Pilato, is the town of Lancaster Highway Superintendent. John, it's really good to hear from you, buddy, and thanks for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Right back at you, Stefan. Have a great new year.
All right, you too. Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right. That's John Pilato, town of Lancaster. And someone just sent in a text on the Lancaster, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. They're currently driving in Lancaster, and it's raining for the last hour. And that's going to be the challenge, folks. It's raining right now, but guess what? It's going to get to freezing temperatures later tonight, and that's going to turn to a big-time sheet of ice. We're going to go to the phones, and right now, again, I want to hear from you folks. 716-803-0930. The number to call in, 716-803-0930. You can text me to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's the same number, 803-0930. I want to know exactly what the weather is like in your neck of the woods. Right now, we're going to go to Frank from Holland, and he drove a long way around Western New York. Frank, how are you, sir? You are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Hey, Stefan. Yeah, I took off from Holland. 400 is nasty. The 290, the 190 is pretty good. I'm just about to hit the Grand Island Bridge. I got to go to my parents, otherwise I'd be staying home. But my parents have been sick. They got some kind of water leak going on. So I'll go up there, even though my brother lives 15 minutes away. He's whatever.
But you're being a good son. You're getting in the car and you're driving to see your folks. And you know what? Frank, I talked about this on the air last week. My parents are dead. And I would give anything to call my mother and just let her know, hey, I'm going to be on WBEN today. And Frank, I'm telling you, there's times where something big or momentous happens in my family or something at work or something with my kids. I'm like, oh, I got to call Ma. I still have that feeling, Frank. So it's a blessing that your folks are still around. And you're going to see them. So your route, Frank, you're going from Holland to Niagara Falls. So you've hit like every community. Was there one section of your drive that was worse than any other portion of your drive?
The 400 was the worst. It gets those cross breezes. It doesn't get... I don't feel the 219 and the 400 get as much attention as they deserve. But, you know, I don't know the logistics of it. I mean, I can just tell you what I've been driving since I was 18 commercially, East and West Coast. Please, people, don't make radical extreme moves and drive smarter. Not necessarily slower or faster. Just drive smarter. If everybody else is doing, you know, 10 or 15 below, do 10 or 15 below. Don't do 5 to 15.
Oh, like, you know, I do, Frank?
I don't know, but I've been, like I say, I'm at like 2 million accident-free miles. I'm jinxing myself, but I've been doing it for so long all over the country. And I'll tell you the other thing, instead of making radical moves and brake stops and lane changes, you know, people, pay attention and turn on your lights. There's so many people that don't know that there's automatic running lamps. Don't automatically turn on your taillights sometimes. And when you're in the dark coming up on somebody, they got no lights. Come on, people. Know your vehicle.
Well, it's interesting advice, too, because here's where I get scared or I get jammed up, whereas especially in icy conditions, I'm trying to stay within what I think is dry pavement. And even just shifting a lane over, that's when I start getting the white knuckles where I think, okay, here we go. I'm going to start sliding on whatever is not like what I perceive as being like that safe rut, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. So as a commercial driver, what's your advice?
Well, when you've got to change lanes and you've got these ruts developing with the ice and snow, wait until you see a safe, you know, change, and then take the same rut that someone else has already taken. If you try to create a rut and try to splash through it, that's where you lose a lot more grip. If you follow an existing rut that somebody has created by changing lanes, it's a hell of a lot safer, my friend.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, I greatly appreciate you, Frank, calling in, and thank you for taking care of your parents. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And, Frank, I appreciate you calling in and spending some time with me. Thanks, brother.
And to you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate that. Yeah, I want to hear from you. And, you know, it's funny. Frank mentioned the 400, and that's how I drive in to the WBEN studios from Elma. So I'll go down Seneca. I pass St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church. Take transit, take Seneca Transit, then the 400, and then the 90, and then the 290. And I was on the same exact roadway And my wife, Ashley, was going to go out today. Speaking of parents, she's going to visit her parents, my in-laws, in Sheik to Vegas. But I don't think she's heading out right now because that's how bad the weather is when it comes to, I don't want her packing our three kids. And she's not going, by the way, folks. She's going to stay home and basically be careful and be safe. And I encourage you to do the same. Because when I drove in here, I got on my driveway, which was a sheet of ice, and I right away called Ashley and said, get the car in the garage. Think twice about heading to your parents because it's really, really bad out there. So I want to hear from you folks. I'm keeping the lines wide open. It's funny because I was going to talk about the Buffalo Bills and them selling out their PSLs. Although I did promise, someone sent in a text to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and they said, hey, what happened with the Lee Stefanik? So I did promise that I was going to talk about that, but I'll talk about it towards the end of the next hour. I am live with you on News Radio 930 WBEN until 6 p.m. So I will save the last few minutes closer to 6 p.m., and I will give you the skinny of exactly what happened with Elise Stefanik and her not running for governor, because ironically, I was sitting in this very chair when I found out. So call me to talk about weather, 716-803-0930. You are listening live to Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good afternoon. The first hour is in the history books, and we have one more hour to go. This is Stefan Mihailu live on News Radio 930 WBEN filling in for Tom Bowerly. I want to hear from you about the weather. If it is icy, dicey, the roads are bad, maybe the roads are good. I want to hear from you. It's the beauty and the power of the medium of radio, folks. We can tell you instantaneously exactly what's going on weather-wise because it is bad outside. The weather is frightful. The number to call in, 716-803-0930. Once again, the number to call in, our lines are open. We'll have you on right away to talk about the rough weather out there. 716-803-0930. That is the same number to text. If you feel like texting, you don't want to call. That's fine. Have it your way. It's the same phone number to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 716-803-0930. Or also, if you want to call in, it is star 930 on a mobile phone. I'm going to go straight to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Again, Dave in Lancaster before said it was raining in his neck of the woods, and that's going to be a huge problem over the next few days. The fact that we have these kind of freeze and thaws, it's raining and it's going to be cold and your driveway and our roads are going to be sheets of ice, and then it's going to be cold enough to snow, maybe thaw a little bit, rain again, and Sunday is going to be a disaster for the Bills game. I don't mind going, and I still call it Rich Stadium. I don't mind going to Rich Stadium. If it's snowing, I can manage that, but in the rain, yikes. And it sure sounds like we're going to have temperatures that are just cold enough to feel it, where it's that bone-chilling cold, but yet it's raining. But it's not going to be cold enough on Sunday, apparently, where it's going to turn to snow. So if you're going to see a big Bills win on Sunday, bundle up and prepare for the rain on Sunday. Again, the number to call in, 716-803-0930, and that is the same number to text. Another one on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I'm driving for Instacart. I just did a job earlier from East Aurora to Warsaw. The roads were really bad over there. Right now, I'm going from Warsaw to Geneseo. Wow, a lot of hungry people in your neck of the woods, I guess. It looks clean, but still icy. The roads are really bad, and I passed a guy who looked like he spun out on 20A. Yeah, roads are bad right there. And again, God bless America. Capitalism at its best, making money, getting in your car and delivering food to people, only in the greatest country in the world. Another one on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I drove from Bailey and LaSalle all the way up to North French and Millersport and then to Maple and Transit. Driving was a little slower, and of course, they're asking you to use your windshield wipers. Of course, yeah, it is really bad out there. We had, I believe it was Mark in North Buffalo who called before. He said he couldn't even see out of his front window. So if you can't see out your front window of your home, imagine being in a white knuckle position in your car and you can't see out of your windshield. I promise you this is not a family member or a friend. Stefan, you do a great job at WBEN. Thank you. Very, very kind of you. Greatly appreciate it. We have someone who's actually driving in from Saratoga, the Saratoga region. No snow until Herkimer, and that's on the east side of Utica. Yeah, I know that area really well. One of my first jobs in television news was WSTM in Syracuse. I went to Syracuse University and worked at the NBC affiliate in Syracuse as a reporter in 1993. So I know that region really well. They're telling us it is snowing like crazy now in Utica. And the throwaway is covered but passable so far, down to 55 miles per hour and slower by the minute. And they are driving from Saratoga to South Buffalo. So please, I appreciate you sending in that text and giving us the information about how the roads are east of Buffalo, because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be on the New York State Thruway on a lot of our roadways, the highways and byways. You're driving to see your family or you're leaving your family here in Western New York. And we also heard from Helen Teteris before from the NFTA, who mentioned a lot of the issues that they are working very hard at when it comes to the airport. They're clearing runways. They're making sure that ICE is not going to be on planes. And I got to tell you, again, I think the world of our airport here in the NFTA, and I do. I fly to JFK one day a week for work, fly to New York City, and we have one of the best run airports in the entire country, and I do travel a lot. So that is some of the issues that are taking place at the airport. Another person on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Larkinville area. Streets look salted, but the trees are coated in ice and the sidewalks are really bad. Folks, that is going to be dangerous when the trees are coated in ice. Remember that ice storm we got many years ago where we got hit with that huge storm, and that's when you're going to see a lot of power outages. It's not just the roads that we're dealing with, but it's going to be a lot of ice buildup on our trees. That's going to knock down branches. That's going to knock out a lot of power lines. So brace yourself, folks. Really do so. Again, the number to call in, 716-803-0930. And we have Rich on a cell phone calling in, who's driving from Ellicottville to West Seneca. Rich, thank you for calling. You are live with Stefan Mihailu on News Radio 930 WBEN. Rich, how are the roads?
They're not bad. I'm on 219 North. I just crossed the Boston town line, and I'm doing about 50, 55. Everybody's behaving nicely on the road and paying attention, and so far, so good.
Rich, I think they're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN because for the past hour and 50 minutes, we said, slow down, don't go so fast, turn on your wipers, don't drive like a maniac. Was there a certain section, I know you're going from Ellicottville to West Seneca, Rich, was there a certain section where folks, again, just like you, are driving the speed limit, taking it slow? Was there one area that was worse than another?
Just immediately north of Ellicottville, between Ellicottville and Ashford Hollow. It was a little rough, but after that, the roads, all the ice was off the roads, or at least the ice that you could see was off the roads. And I'm driving a front-wheel drive car with good snows on it, but I haven't slid at all. It's been, again, better than I thought it was going to be. I almost considered staying over at work down in Ellicottville, but I'm glad I'm making the drive home.
All right. Sounds good, brother. Rich, be safe in your travels. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to your family, Rich. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you, brother.
Same to you. Thank you.
All right. That's Rich on a cell phone. Again, the number if you want to call in and tell us what the weather is like in your neck of the woods, 716-803-0930. 716-803-0930. You can text us as well. And a lot of people are texting us big time. We have another one. And that just answers the question, the 219 from West Seneca to Springville. We've had many people on saying basically there's a lot of icy conditions and highway crews are out and about trying to salt as best as possible. The number to call in, 716-803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone. You were listening live to Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to send me a text, I'll read that on the air too to our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We have someone in Orchard Park who's driving around South Buffalo. They see a lot of plows in South Buffalo, and they say watch out for a lot of the puddles and ice along the middle of the road because people are sliding there. So the weather is also impacting some events I want to tell you about. We have information about the Fairgrounds Festival of Lights. According to them, due to inclement weather in Hamburg, the Fairgrounds Festival of Lights will close for tonight, December 26th. Ticket holders for tonight's drive-through only night can use that ticket for any other drive-through only night, and that includes December 27th through December 30th. No exchange is required because, again, the Fairgrounds Festival of Lights will close for tonight, December 26th. If you are a ticket holder for tonight's drive-through only night, you can use that ticket for any other drive-through only night, which includes December 27th through December 30th. So we do have one of the most interesting commutes when it comes to weather-wise, and I didn't have to go very far. It's within the comfy confines of the WBEN studios. I want to thank Tanner Saunders, as always, for producing for yours truly from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, I'm Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly. Now, Tanner has the most interesting story about a commute and the weather. So, Tanner, I was asking you prior to taking a lot of different phone calls, again, 716-803-0930, I said, hey, Tanner, where did you drive from? And your response was?
I didn't drive.
You didn't drive. So how did you get to work here at the WBEN studios in Amherst?
Well, it's only 2.2 miles away from my house, and I wouldn't categorize myself as cheap, more so frugal. It just feels like a waste to drive 2 miles when I can just use my legs and get the exercise. So that's what I did today. I left my house probably about 12:30, and it was snowing. There was just a thin layer of snow on the sidewalks, and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Like I've ran through everything, rain, sleet, snow. So just a little a sprinkle of snow on the sidewalk, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I kind of like it when there's a little bit of snow on the sidewalk. It's like running on a pillow. Just I like the sensation, and I'd like to think it's a little easier on the joints. So I'm like, all right, this is manageable. I can handle this. I've run in far worse than this. And I checked the weather app on my phone this morning. I did see there was precipitation in the forecast, but I did not think it was going to be to this extent. So the run in was fine, but on the way back home, I do not think it's going to be very pleasant.
So do you run on a regular basis, regardless of the weather? Like, are you a runner?
Oh yeah, every day.
Yeah, you weigh about as much as my right thigh. I can go, I try to run 5Ks on a regular basis. I am going to sign up for the half marathon in Buffalo because, as I've shared before, as always, I'm an open book on WBEN. I'm taking the fat shot. I'm down about 60 pounds, and part of it is running. That's part of my routine. So, like, what are you going to do? You're going to run home in this?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, this is going to be a rough one. I'm just hoping I don't fall, although I fell down about 100 times last year. I've been in motorcycle accidents, car accidents in the wintertime. I fell down a bunch last year, and I've never broken a bone. So I'm hoping I don't fall, and if I do, just don't break a bone.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Like, I'd give you a ride, but I'm off the air at 6, and I got to get home to my family. I'm driving to Elma, so you're just going to huff it and say, hey, I'm going to take it slow on my walk home, which is like the shortest commute ever in WBEN history?
That's the problem I've had is everyone's like, oh, I would offer you a ride, but I'm the last person to get out of the building at 9 p.m. So, yeah, I mean, if worse comes to worse, I can, you know, crash here. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time an employee's ever had to crash here due to inclement weather. So that's always a possibility, but maybe I'll do a lap around the facility and gauge and see, all right, if I can, you know, make it around the facility a time or two, then maybe I'll be good to make it home. I'm not worried about myself as much as I am people on the road. Granted, by the time I get out of work, usually there's not too many cars left on the road, but we've heard reports of, you know, cars going sliding off the road, you know, into yards and such. So I don't want to be, you know, jogging on the sidewalk and then get taken out by a 3,000-pound hunk of metal. So
you will lose that one, Tanner.
Yes, absolutely.
You will lose that one. I love you to death, but I'm not sticking around until 9. I love you more than life itself, but buddy, I'm driving home to Elma, so.
Understood. I would do the same if I was in your shoes.
All right, be safe in your travels. All right, we got a half an hour to go. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Got some nice mellow music as we close out our last half hour on News Radio 930 WBEN. I will not take a nap despite the beautiful melody that brought us into our last half hour. I am Stefan Mihailu, live on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am filling in for Tom Barley. We have 30 minutes left, and I promised, because someone on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board very earlier in the show talked about Elise Stefanik. And as you know, I was, past tense, her director of rapid response, and it was an honor and privilege for working for such an America First patriot. And they said, hey, you know, can you talk about her dropping out? And I made a promise in the first hour of the show that I would. So after we do traffic and weather together at 5:50, I'll talk about my perspective on the Elise Stefanik for governor race. She's sticking around Congress. She's an amazing, amazing person, public servant, and I'll be proud to share my thoughts after we do weather and traffic together at 5:50. And the weather outside is very frightful. The weather is really rough all over Western New York. So if you want to call in and let us know what the weather is like in your neck of the woods, the phone number to call is 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930. If you prefer texting, I know a lot of people just don't like making phone calls anymore. They only communicate via text, and that's great. The fine folks here at WBEN accommodate you for that. We have the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, where it's the same exact phone number. We make it even easier for you, for us to read your text on the air. It's 716-803-0930. But if you want to call as well, it's star 930 on a cell phone, star 930 on a cell phone. Someone did, we're going to go to Julie in a minute, but someone did talk about weight loss, and they said, look into the carnivore diet for weight loss. Yeah, as I shared before the break, that I'm on the fat shot. I've tried everything. Like, again, Tanner weighs about as much as my right thigh, but I'm the guy who has tried everything. Over the years, carnivore, vegan, Atkins, all protein, but I'm like an emotional eater. So I don't do black tar heroin. I don't really drink anymore. It's rare if I have one beer a year, and I love Obolone, a good Ukrainian beer. But my vice, for lack of a better phrase, I don't smoke, is eating. Like, and I'm an emotional eater. I'm a stress eater. And in my line of work, media and politics, the stress is off the charts. So it would be late at night. I'm not getting any sleep late at night. Oh, I'll have that bowl of ice cream. And ice cream is my huge vice, as my wife Ashley will attest. So I've tried everything, but the only thing that's worked is the fat shot. I take Wegovy, but I'm not the guy that's on Wegovy. And then I'll eat a bucket of chicken wings and slices of pizza and wonder why I'm not losing weight. Just like Tanner, I like to run, I work out, so it's like a three-pronged approach for me. I take the fat shot, Wegovy, I eat right, I eat clean for the most part, I really do eat clean, and I exercise every day. I'm a member of the YMCA Southtowns, and you may see me at the gym here and there, but yeah, so the three-pronged approach is the reason why I'm down 60 pounds. I've got about another 20 to go because I want to live a healthy lifestyle. Ashley and I have young kids at home, Maxim, who's 7, Emmerich, who's 6, Victoria, who's 3. I don't want to be that guy that is going to be dead in my mid-50s, and I'm like recording videos for my children for their major moments of life, and I'm not going to be there. Like, I'm not going to be that guy that knows I'm going to croak early because I didn't take care of my body, didn't take care of my health, and be like, hey, kids, this is your dead father. Congratulations on your high school graduation. And then we just like fill in the blanks of whatever the great occasion is. Hey there, this is your dead father. Congratulations on the first birth of your child. Congratulations on your wedding. So that's why I got in shape and I got about 20 more pounds to go. I want to be around for them. So we are talking weather because the weather is really, really bad out there. It took me a long time to get from Elma to the WBEN studios in Amherst. We've got Julie, who was on the live line. Julie had called in to tell us what the weather is like in Depew and Lancaster. And Julie, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Stefan. Getting over a cold as a result of the Cleveland Bills game, but it was worth it.
Oh, did you go?
Yes, I did. It was phenomenal.
I was there as well.
I was in 111, and that cold outside kicked me in the rear end.
So were you on the Bills side or the Browns side with the sun?
No, I did not have the sun. I was on the Bills side. There's no other side to be on.
Well, see,
didn't have a choice.
So, Julie, I did not have a choice either. My brother, our friend Jason, ordered the tickets. I paid for them, and we were on the opposite side, and I was baking. It was crazy sun, so I have the exact opposite problem.
I was absolutely frozen with multiple layers, like it looks outside right now.
Oh, Julie, I'm not kidding. I was taking off my hat and gloves. Because we had the sun beating right out of us, and my buddy Jason got a sunburn from it.
I stayed in the ladies' room as long as I could. I left at 2 minutes left after the half, or before the half, excuse me, and come back, and they didn't even finish 25 minutes later because the Browns player had gotten carted off. I'm like, oh, dear God, I got to sit out here through halftime. It's freezing over here. But, so, yeah, it was rough.
But didn't you, Julie, think, I mean, obviously it was a great Bills win, but I did think the environment was a little strange because the Browns are horrible. I mean, Julie, you and I can probably beat the Cleveland Browns along with Tanner. But didn't you think the crowd was like a little strange because they weren't into it? There was no cheers. It was not like going to a Bills game.
It was a, about, what do you think, 80-20 or maybe 70-30 Bills fans to ratio on the Browns?
Yeah, there were a ton, of Bills fans.
111, yeah. The whole city was like being downtown Buffalo. Every hotel sold out. But I did notice it was a little strange because it was so many Bills fans. And considering, unfortunately, we sometimes play down to the level of the team that we're playing, I was hoping to see a better game. However, in my section, everybody was singing, you know, doing the shout song and standing for the most part. So overall, yes, but in my section, there was engagement.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I did not experience it. I was like in the 300 level and the crowd was dead. And, you know, and the Cleveland fans, I thought were, I thought the Cleveland fans were great because they had nothing to cheer for. But I did not catch a cold. So you're inside. So you're in like the Depew Lancaster area. Let's talk weather now. So I'm just curious, Julie, what's it like in your neck of the woods?
An ice skating rink without the blades. The road is frozen and puddled on the side. I have no affiliation with Depew Public Works. I'm in the village of Depew first. DPW, shout out. They've been up and down my road for several hours, both sides, not just a strip down the middle, salting for the ice. So have to give them a shout out because they have been out there. Questionable because I haven't gone out on the county and state roads because we pretty much probably know that answer, but concerned about my kids driving back out of work, of course. And you, it took you a long time, you said, right?
Yeah, I did. It took forever to go from Elma to Amherst. But isn't it great, though, because a lot of times, Julie, like, it's easy to complain about government. And you know what? Believe me, there's a lot of justifiable complaints. But isn't it nice that you actually get to say something nice about the village of Depew, DPW, that they're doing their jobs and they're out there keeping our roads safe?
And just the day after a holiday, I'm just hoping that like main roads, you know, transit, the side street, you know, to the main roads, to the artillery roads, you know, and side streets are being taken care of. Because generally George Urban Boulevard in Depew by Wegmans is an ice skating rink that the county barely comes down there. So I'm just hopeful that, you know, they've sent trucks out because it's rough out there.
It sure is. Yeah, Julie, I live on a county road and I work for the county, as you're aware. This can be a 9-hour show if we had complaints about that. So,
put the salt out and see if it sticks for a little bit because it's below freezing. That's the key.
Gotcha. All right, I really appreciate you calling in, Julie. And
you're welcome. No problem.
That's a great update from DP and Lancaster. And go Bills.
Go Bills. Thank you. Have a good New Year.
All right. You too, Julie. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Yeah, that's Julie in Depew and Lancaster. So yeah, it is nice to actually say about the good things that government is doing. It's rare, believe me, but thank you to the town of Lancaster Highway Department. We had our Lancaster Highway Superintendent on before, and major props to the village of Depew Highway Department as well for being out there and keeping our family safe and keeping those roads clear. I am Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So again, earlier in the show on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park textbook, someone said, hey, what happened with the Lee Stefanik in the race for governor? And I'll tell you, I'll give you my thoughts, and I promise that I would towards the end of the show. It was an honor and privilege working for Elise Stefanik. When she announced her run for governor, she had 58 of 62 GOP chairs in counties solidly behind her. Ed Cox, our New York State Republican chairman, said Elise is the woman. She is the one that can take it to Kathy Hochul. And believe me, I know her personally. I know her professionally. She's an America First patriot. When her country needed her, Elise Stefanik was nominated to the United Nations by President Trump. And they said, look, can you please, please, we're going to very respectfully withdraw that nomination. We need you to hold on to that GOP majority in Congress. Elise is a selfless public servant and said, yes, I will serve my country and put my personal feelings aside, my personal ambition aside. And she stayed in Congress because that was the best move for the GOP and the United States of America. Time and time again, she is an America First patriot. And you know what? She had conservative support across New York State. She was an absolute train, a force that was going to take on Kathy Hochul and was going to beat the worst governor in America. But you know what? And I am sharing my personal opinion. This is my I cannot stress this enough. I have not talked to anyone that I work with on the campaign. I've not talked to Elise about what I'm about to share here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It made no sense that Bruce Blakeman entered the race and was not getting out no matter what to primary Elise, who would have crushed him in a primary. Look what happened to Lee Zeldin many years ago when he ran for governor. Lee had to spend $8 million on a primary that he did not need before he can go on to the general election to fight Kathy Hochul. Lee lost by 6 points. And believe me, if Elise Stefanik ran for governor and ran in a Republican primary, she would have crushed, annihilated Bruce Blakeman. It wouldn't have even been close. But here's the problem. It's the same exact problem that Lee Zeldin experienced 4 years ago. You spend $8 to $10 million on a worthless primary beating up a fellow Republican only to go into the general election $10 million down when you need every single resource as a Republican to defeat a Democrat statewide. When Democrats run in New York State, it's like firing buckshot. You've got hundreds of pellets firing away and tons of opportunities to win. In New York, as a Republican, you've got a slug. You've got one perfect shot. And it's impossible to defeat a Democrat if you've got to spend millions of dollars in a Republican primary. So no, if the election goes south in November, Bruce Blakeman is to blame if Kathy Hochul is victorious. And I've got young kids at home. Elise Stefanik has an amazing four-year-old son in Sam. And the week before, she was with her husband in New York City, spending time with her son. And you know what? She put family first. She said, I'm not going to run in a divisive primary, which she would win, only to be bloodied up and battered and down $10 million to run for governor. And that's exactly how it went down. There's no grand conspiracy. There's nothing else to it. She chose her family. Good for her. Good for Elise Stefanik. For someone who put her family first, because for years, she put her country first. She put the Republican Party first. So she just made a decision. I'm going to put my family first. I'm a mom, and I'm going to focus on my family and not run a divisive primary that she would have won and then been down and struggling going into the November election. Folks, that's exactly what happened. I was in this chair on that Friday finding out. I was in Tim Wanger's office when I got the call. God bless Elise Stefanik. Love her to death. She's going to be around a long time, and I hope it's somewhere down the road her road in public service continues. I am Stefan Mihailu. I greatly appreciate you spending 2 hours with me, folks, filling in for Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.